this point, in very fast order, I don't mean the whole career, but, you know, your focus in career, and did you grow up in Cleveland? These kinds of things can come into your conversation about yourself. And if not, where did you grow up, and when did you get to Cleveland? So that we have a sense of where you come into the picture at University Circle. Whatever you want to say, you say.
My name is George Havens. I am a native Clevelander. I was born here in 1924 at Old St. Luke's Hospital, which was down on either Central or Scoville. I don't remember which because I couldn't read the search signs at that age. I grew up in East Cleveland, went to Shaw High School, went then to Case School of Applied Science for 1 year, off into the Army and overseas for 3 years, back and graduated from Case Institute of Technology in 1949. I have spent my working career in Cleveland, mainly in the advertising business, ending up as the chairman and chief executive officer of the Jamie Organization, which was the fastest growing advertising agency in Cleveland in the 1980s. We also, for a period of 16 years, had a home in Bozeman, Montana. But we chose our retirement time to be in Cleveland and to be at Judson Manor, and we're delighted to be here in this place. When I grew up in East Cleveland in the 30s and the 40s, of course, this area was relatively close. So we were down here as much as we were downtown. And there was a lot of attractions here. There were three or four movie theaters here. There was the Trianon Ballroom. There was the Elysium ice skating rink. There was a roller skating rink. There were stores. There was the Crosby's restaurant, which is where everybody went for their Sunday afternoon dinner. And so it was easy and fun to be here. At one point in high school, since I was a jazz aficionado, I brought Jenny, my wife, and my best friend, Ben Austin, who later became the best man at our wedding, down to the Trianon Ballroom to hear Louis Armstrong. And Jenny thought, oh, that's going to be wonderful. I'm going to have two different fellas to dance with. Well, it turned out that Ben and I stood in front of the bandstand watching Louis Armstrong the whole time, entranced, enthralled by him, and we never did dance with Jenny. There are lots of great memories here at University Circle, a lot of them related to Case. At the end of my freshman year in the spring of 43, there was the traditional bag rush between the freshman class and the sophomore class. And this took place in an empty field somewhere near the campus. And they put this bag out in the middle. The two classes were separated at each end. The idea was to rush out, grab the bag, and carry it over your opponent's goal line to win. And, of course, there was a lot of fighting and tussling and pushing and shoving, and everybody had covered themselves with grease or Vaseline so the other guy couldn't grab you. And you got all dusty and dirty and so forth. So afterwards, after the freshman won, of course, we went someplace to get clean. And where do you think we went? We came down and jumped into Wade Lagoon. And it was a lot cleaner then than it is now. There was all the great president of Case at that time was T. Keith Glennon, who was just a marvelous individual and a great person in my life. And as students, we did a lot of hijinks, like blocking traffic on Euclid Avenue or pulling the trolley off the streetcar so it couldn't go anywhere. And Glennon would come out and say, "Now, fellas, I know you want to have some fun," but he said, "be careful what you do," because he said, "over there in the Wade Park Manor, sitting up in those windows looking out, are some rich widows that I need to give a lot of money to case. So we tried to be a little better after that. Ginny and I got married in 1948, and we spent our first two anniversary dinners here at the Wade Park Manor, because the Wade Park Manor was, of course, a very elite, upscale place at that period of time. The Lincoln Dining Room was just a gorgeous, elegant place, and so we enjoyed those first two dinners here. 1966, we staged a 50th anniversary party for my parents, and we had all of the family, including our Canadian relatives, for dinner in the Lincoln Room, and then we had a great big event in the ballroom with a band and everything, probably 85 people there or so. So Wade Park Manor has been a part of our life for many, many years. Our agency offices were for 30 years at the corner of Lee and Mayfield in the Heights Rockefeller Building. And so we came down here to the Wade Park Manor for lunch on many, many occasions and brought clients down here. An unusual event, which doesn't take place anymore, unfortunately, is that during the late 30s, there was a citywide music appreciation competition at Severance Hall. Each junior high school would send a team of 10 students to Severance Hall. The Cleveland Orchestra would be there. Rudolph Ringwald would be in charge. And we would have studied for a whole semester a whole set of different musical compositions, different forms of music, different instruments, and so forth. And then we had a competition at Severance Hall, and you had to identify snippets of these various compositions. You had to identify an instrument that was being played behind a screen. You know, was it an English horn or an oboe or a clarinet? Was it a viola or a violin? Forms of music? Was it a gavotte, a minuet, a waltz? What was it? And that was a marvelous thing to do for young people, and it's regrettable that they don't do that anymore. A humorous incident that occurred, I was a member of the Phi Delta Theta fraternity. And back before I even got to Case, back in the middle 30s, there was an old Phi Delta house on Adelbert Road. It was a frame house. And I think it had some sort of a flat roof up on the third or fourth floor. And it was to be torn down to make way for the next expansion of University Hospital. And so the word was passed around all over campus, show up at the Phi Delta house at 12:30 on a certain day. This was after the house had been pretty much emptied and was ready to be torn down. And the brothers had taken an upright piano and they had gotten it up on the roof. And at 12:30, they said, everybody, stand back. And they pushed the piano off the roof, and it went sailing down, smashed on the floor, on the ground, all of the wires and keys and everything going in every different direction. That was replaced by a Phi Delta house at the corner of Adelbert and Cummington, which is the house that I was in. Now, that's been taken down for another expansion of the hospital, and now the Phi Delta house is up on Murray Hill. The Tudor Arms was a wonderful place during that period of time. I'm delighted to see that it's now being renovated as a Doubletree Hotel. But I can recall going there while I was at Case for a dance to hear Duke Ellington, which was just a great, great thrill for me. So those are some of the outstanding memories I have of University Circle. Ginny and I had the choice. Should we move to one of the outer retirement communities out in Chagrin Falls or Laurel Lake or Oberlin? And no, we're urban people. So we chose to come here to Judson Manor, where we can walk to Severance, where we can walk to the Art Museum, where we can have all of the scenic beauty and cultural advantages of University Circle, plus all of the amenities and special features that are available here at Judson. Got any more?
That's exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Am I done?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe we'd have some.
Sorry?
Do you have any other things that you want?
Oh, I could go on, I suppose.
We can come back, but yeah.
Did you want to ask me any questions?
Can you recall more about them seeing, could you describe seeing Duke Ellington, we're still recording, could you?
Describe what?
Seeing Duke Ellington perform at the Tudor Arms Hotel.
I don't remember it in any great detail, but remember, I was a jazz aficionado, and Ellington has always been perhaps my favorite. I'm not sure he brought his whole band. I know he brought his key people, but he might have filled in some of the spots with some local people. But, he played all of the great numbers, Mood Indigo and Solitude and the Mooch and East St. Louis Toodaloo and all of that. It was just a grand evening.
Because you went to see that, there were many jazz clubs. Did you go to other jazz clubs all around?
No. Well, later, yes. But the one we went to at University of Circle, of course, was Lindsay's Sky Bar. And at Lindsay's Sky Bar, we heard Muggsy Spanier, the great cornet player, Albert Ammons, the great boogie-woogie piano player, Ella Fitzgerald, the queen of jazz singing. So we did a lot at 105th. And in those days, I don't recall that we called it University Circle. We always said, we're going down to 105th. That was how the area was known, at 105th. And, of course, it was so active and busy in the 20s, 30s, and 40s that they built five hotels, as you know, the Wade Park Manor, the Park Lane Villa, Fenway Hall, Tudor Arms, and the Commodore. So this was just a thriving area. And I'm glad to see that it's now thriving again. And, of course, in the last 10 years, about $3 billion of capital improvements have been made here by the various institutions in the University Circle. When we have visitors, we take them on a tour of University Circle and explain that this is different than in most other metropolitan areas of the country, where the cultural or arts institutions are diversified and spread all over the city, where they're all aggregated and concentrated right here. 50 different arts, cultural, education, health institutions within this one square mile of University Circle.
That was great. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Any more?
No, that was great.
Thank you very much.
What about the Sovereign Hotel over here? That was here, too.
I never knew anything about that.
The Sovereign is where I am.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.